Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. A very creation place is our adventure in creation today. Psalm 104:5 plus says, "He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the deep with a garment of the waters, stood alone the mountains, but at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went into valleys to the place you assigned them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Ever again will they cover the earth. The Grand Canyon is a holy testament of a holy God. I worked for the company that made reservations and was blessed to visit it as a member of number of times. No matter what season, it is prayerfully powerful. Its vistas go on and on to the horizon. Each stage of the sun, moon, and stars gives it a different magnificent look. And the verse just quoted is on a wooden board on one of the oldest buildings on the rim above the canyon. A raft guide who took many famous creation scientists through the canyons for a number of years and I teamed up when the National Park Service wanted to take down all the 20 signs with scripture on them 20 years ago. The raft guy and I battled it and won. My children and grandchildren went there last summer, but the Psalm scripture that I just read was the only one not taken down. All the others have been. No one can look at this place and say there is no God. It is His signature all over His artwork. In fact, due to all the layers, which make it so beautiful, it shows animals die quickly. So no long time and a lot of chance there. The millions of years that scientists say that it took could not explain the fossilized animals that were quickly fossilized in the rocks. And they were not ancient, but very contemporary, 5,000 years or so ago. The Grand Canyon is a definite destination area. It's a few thousand miles there and back, but there are videos that show all its beauty and majesty given it by the King of Kings. Thank you, Jesus, for your beautiful, awe-inspiring, always changing with delight spectacle of a testimony to your mighty, powerful creation. Thank you for your artwork woven throughout its canyons, testifying to your love of your creation. For your creation, so we can lift our hands in praise to you, the Creator. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.